Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in Wonderland is literally right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also wanted to mention again the Jim Irsay collection at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on December 10th. We talked about this extensively about an hour ago. He's the who does he own? The Colts? Who is
the Indianapolis Colts? Okay. Yeah,
but he's a big collector, and he's got quite an he's amassed just between sports memorabilia and music memorabilia, and he's got his own band. And this is a one night only situation, the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on December 10th, and it's free. You can go, but you have to go to JimIrsayCollection.com to get yourself these free tickets. So it's going to go fast. People are psyched. Even Vinny, you were like, you know about this guy and his collecting.
Yeah, I love, I'm really a big fan of instruments in general, of music in general, special instruments that have made my favorite songs. Yeah, I want to see that.
Why not?
You know, I mean, yeah. That's something that, whether it was a Beatle that played it or whatever, you know, Jerry Garcia, I think that stuff's great. It's interesting that this guy's, he's the guy that buys all the stuff.
Yeah.
When you hear these auctions, he goes and gets that stuff, Prince guitars and more. So
yeah,
it could be a fun time and it's free.
Why not? I mean, if it sounds like it's up your alley, quickly go to JimIrsayCollection.com. It's IRSAY in case you're spelling it with an E or something. Okay, we're going to do the new music. As you know, Kelsey Ballerini was just added to our incredible lineup for Alice in Winterland. And we had heard yesterday that she has a new song out today. She and her good friend, a pop singer by the name of Fletcher. I don't know Fletcher, but I'm sure she's delightful.
She's pretty.
She's very pretty. Yep. They did a remake of Fletcher's Better Version, which I think is cute because they're doing their own version. It's a better
doing
version.
A better version.
Get it?
Better
how
version,
that works?
Yeah.
See how
uh-huh.
that? Yeah. Sounds like a pun. Sort of. Honey. So Kelsey Ballerini, here's... and Bryn, you were saying it's amazing how distinctive Kelsey's voice is.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Okay.
Here, take a listen.
Now some other person is going to get the better version of you. There on the side of your stages, I grew up for our difference in ages. Never thought we were subject to changes. Yeah, and I did my best to fix it till death, cause then I meant
that's a pretty song.
The next girl is gonna get you.
Yeah, I like that.
Reinvented and not pretending. Do you think of me? You hurt me.
So there it is, a new song that you can listen to the delightful voice of Kelsey Ballerini on. Kelsey Ballerini and Fletcher. It's called Better Version. Nickelback's got a new record out today.
All right.
So nice. Yeah, we're doing that. This is their 10th album. They've got a new song called San Quentin.
And we've sampled this before. We've heard a little bit of
this
song.
We have, yeah. Well, it's San Quentin. It's right here. So the name of the record is Get Rolling. And go ahead and
we'll start with San Quentin here.
All right. I mean, Okay. All right. That's.
You don't want the San Quentin part?
Okay. San Quentin.
Okay.
That's funny. So Nickelback, San Quentin, there's one off their Get Rollin' record.
This one is called Those Days. But when the streetlights came on and we had to be home. Remember when Elm Street came on, couldn't watch it alone. Remember every prank call we made, it starts 69. Aw, starts 69.
Okay, so that's, you know, it's, that's, it's like that, look at this Instagram.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's nice, sure. I mean,
one
Nickelback.
More?
Okay.
Here's Does Heaven Even Know You're Missing?
Oh. Never been this way before. Well, I know what I waited for. You treated an eternity to come and hide away. Well, I'll say this about them. They sound like Nickelback the mm-hmm. whole time. They really have a distinctive sound. And look, if you love Nickelback, and who doesn't? Enjoy. It sounds like you've got yourself something new to listen to. Over.
I feel bad for these guys. They write hits. They sell out venues. And nobody gives them credit for anything. I'm not going to go to their show. But, you know, these guys even say out loud, yeah, it's crazy how everyone hates us, except we sell out every show we do.
Yeah. Yep. I know. It's such a weird phenomenon.
You shouldn't feel bad for them. Chad Kroeger is worth $80 million.
Yeah, I know.
He's fine.
Oh, I don't feel bad for them. Right? They're fine. They're, you know what? They're doing their Nickelback thing, and they're...
As much hate as they get, I'm sure they're still selling out the concerts, you know?
Well, yeah, they
clearly
are. They are doing that.
Right.
It is happening. So I think that a lot of people who say, oh, Nickelback, no, they are driving home from work listening to Nickelback. There's, yeah, you know, clearly, well, I can't tell.
So
I can't tell
rough
my friend. Singing at the top of their lungs.
Such a weird phenomenon, though, that's like, it's not okay to like them. So yeah, you got to, you know, keep that quiet. Weird. Yeah.
You guys, don't tell anyone, but I love Nickelback. All right.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Here's something that is out today. It's called Thriller 40.
Oh,
this
we're going
is
there already, huh?
Yes, okay. I'm going right to it. Look, Michael Jackson, a troubled person, but an incredible artist. You know, this is really, truly one of those hate the artist, not the art kind of thing. If you know it, look, it's alleged that he did a lot of really not great things. Let's not dwell on that. Thriller was an absolutely life-changing record for me. Like me, all my friends, I remember my cousins, we would just have like dance parties to this thing. You try to learn the Thriller, oh, yeah, dance. Uh-huh. And I mean, it's just so cool. It was a cool album. I just loved it. And
the left, right, left, yeah, yeah, left tiger claw thing.
Right.
I don't know if you call it a tiger claw thing.
Well, it's zombies. It's like zombie hands. Mummy hands? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
So Michael Jackson, he put out this record. It was iconic. It was 40 years ago, which is just really hard to believe. It doesn't feel like 40 years, but it's 40. So here's the thing about this edition. If you love Thriller and you love Michael Jackson, there are so many cool like demo recordings. And also you think there are like some other people's versions of his songs on this too. Like it's a big collection.
Right. With his voice, really. Just like Kanye has a version, and it seems like Kanye just remixed it himself but didn't feature on it.
Oh,
so
he just did a Kanye remix.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, we can't play them all, but I see that you've selected a few here. So mm-hmm. walk me through what you've
picked. Let's start with Wanna Be Starting Something.
Oh. Yeah. And this is a demo?
Yes, this is a demo
okay.
version.
Yeah, that's great.
A lot of it's already there, though, huh?
Yep. It really is, yeah. That's so... Ooh.
It's a little bit more raw, not as produced.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. It you almost sounds like a little drum machine going
not
there.
Not that song had it, but sometimes you'll hear on a demo where they haven't even finished the lyrics yet, and they just scat through periods of it.
Right,
and you just go, oh my God,
they were working it out.
They had it, but they had to write words that fit that.
Right.
That's so crazy.
All right, what else? This is great.
I want you to hear the original Billie Jean just so you can hear the difference.
So this is the actual song.
This is the actual one that I have on file, yeah.
Okay.
Just so that you can hear the version that Kanye did here.
It is significantly slower.
Mm-hmm.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she calls darker.
Interesting,
right? Yeah, sure. People like that. So that's on there. All right, this is we're talking about a record called Thriller 40. And it's the record plus a bunch of demo versions and remixes. Mm-hmm. And okay, go ahead.
Here is Billie Jean home demo.
Oh.
There it is. He's figuring it out.
Yep. She told me I was alone in bed. And I began to say that. She called my name. Then she said hello. All that and I said, gotta go. Yeah, these are totally different. Seems that you
that's what I was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even the same melody.
I love it. Yeah, he knows this part, though.
Oh,
she's just a
girl. Says that
that's so great.
This is so cool. All right, give one more quickly. We're out of time.
All right, this is one of the best here, just because of this.
Okay, this is the harmonies and the vocal harmonies on the choruses of Beat It. I'll do the verses, then I'll do the choruses.
Right? Like layered. He's got like a little 8-track going or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love it.
Oh, I may have to stream this later.
Incredible.
So that's Thriller 40. There's a little sampling of that. It's the whole record plus. All right. You know what? We're so late now. Mm-hmm. Let's go Neil Young and Crazy Horse. It's called World Record. This is his 42nd album and his 15th with Crazy Horse. And the album cover is a photo of Neil's dad, who was a journalist by the name of Scott Young. World Record.
Here's Love Earth. Water in the air is pure, from the birds in the sky to the fishes deep in the sea. Love Earth.
I can get behind this.
I like it too.
Lover. Place where all the children can live.
Lover. Right. Really nothing better. Any more?
Really nothing better. Let's keep going. Also today, we were talking about Spirited. That's Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, Octavia Spencer, and it's a take on the Christmas Carol, you know, the Dickens classic. Spirited is out today on Apple TV. And we've got the soundtrack, and you said you liked a couple of, like, everybody sings on this. Ryan Reynolds sings on this?
Yeah, exactly. Here he is singing.
Look, real trees are trending downward. Your sales continue slipping.
Let me jump ahead.
People are one. Lazy. We only care about ourselves. Your competition knows this, so their crap flies off the shelves. But we're also too desperate to feel good, smart, and right. And that's what you have to harness. If you want to win this fight, see what you're really selling is the way things ought to be. So your pitch becomes compelling, selling more than just a tree. It's a symbol.
Oh, my God, I love this.
It's your ethics and your cause. You can't be the fake like the trees they make or take a stand for Santa Claus. We're bringing back Christmas. We're bringing back
Oh, my God. We got a brand new Christmas song, guys.
That's
this is
right.
huge. Who knew? I love it. Oh, I cannot wait to see this movie. That's going to be great. I'm going to force my family to watch that with me tonight.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's great. Okay, also, we should do a couple of these. We got Feed the Streets 3, Roddy Ricch, his third album.
Million
guests on here. Give me one of these, yeah.
This, here it is. This is a twin. I shut down the currency exchange. I shut down the currency exchange. Across the street from my hotel. Across the street from my hotel. About every fragrance you can see. Every fragrance you can see. So when I walk by, you can smell. When I walk by, you call up Dirk, yo, I need an evil twin. In his 20s, 50s, 100s, I barely
Weirdly,
see some
I,
tens in his...
I don't hate that.
Oh, you like it?
Well, I'm not going to go that far. Front row, fashion show. All right. Balenciaga, the Paris way. Okay, Bryn. I get it. You
I
love
wanted
it.
You to hear this one part right here, what he says. Kim K, better get back with
Ye. Hey, twin. Kim K, better get back with Ye. All right, Disturbed have their eighth album out. Ann Wilson from Heart actually appears on one of the tracks. It's called Don't Tell Me. The record is called Divisive.
I think we should get to the next one since I know you want to hear a bunch of those, right?
Yeah. All right. And then also today, among the many releases this fine Friday before Thanksgiving, there is something called Diamonds and Rhinestones, The Greatest Hits Collection. It's a Dolly Parton record. She calls these 23 essential recordings, but it does have a bunch of songs on here that I'm like, oh, yeah, that one. Coupled with Kenny Rogers. She's got one with Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette, Silver Threads and Golden Needles, which I love that song. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was a Dolly Parton song. Go ahead. Roll me a couple things on this.
All right. Let's do Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers.
All right.
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me.
Very, very produced, yeah. Uh-huh. You can barely hear him. Uh-huh. All right, give me another one.
Here's Silver Thread and Golden Needles.
All right. So there you go. We got a collection from Dolly Parton, and that's good. There's a ton of new music out, as you, I'm sure, are well aware.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a little sampling of it, just what we could get to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Buy Right Market in San Francisco. Pre-order your deliciously done holiday dinner kit at buyrightmarket.com. And get delivery throughout the city and parts of the East Bay and Peninsula. Perfect. Buy Right Market in San Francisco. Check them out.
All right.
Please support the companies that support us.
That would We would be very thankful for that.
Check them out.
Buy Right.
For your Thanksgiving and more.
Put it in my mouth. I love to eat it.
Okay. All right.
That got weird.
It's deliciously weird.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Go Niners.
Go Niners. Niners.
Oh, speaking of Niners, they do play on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And people keep reminding me, so it's apparently very important that everyone knows this game will be from Mexico City.
Oh.
In Mexico.
That's exciting.
It is. I mean, you know, it's still the same field. It's still the so for the average TV viewer, it's same.
Yeah.
Same-ish.
But we'll
anyway.
Get to see shots of Mexico City and see what that's all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, absolutely.
A gigantic city.
So Monday Night Football, Niners. World Cup starts Sunday. The USA plays on Monday, though. That's our first game.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There's nice. That. I want to mention this real fast. If you are flying today or even tomorrow, check your flights. There's a good chance it was canceled, especially if you're headed the East Coast way. But honestly, it's just dominoing around the nation
really
as we speak. So,
luckily, Sean got here middle of the night last night. My son flew in from New York, so he was heading out of
West, right.
The weather problems. But even he was delayed several hours. He didn't get here till the middle of the night.
Eesh. Yeah, so anyway, that's check your flights
okay.
before you head out. Also, I do now have Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos founder, who's been convicted on 4 counts of fraud, or
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
the exact, but she gets sentenced today at 10 a.m.
Oh,
so we're not going to be on when that happens, but that's happening, and it's just interesting to read how they have, you know, she did do all those things, but now she's a mom, you guys.
And she's pregnant with her second baby.
So, like, the whole thing is about how she's saying, please don't take me from my children. Let me do community service. I don't know. You kind of rip people off in a big way. But we'll see. You know what?
Yeah.
That's not up to me, and
I'm
sure glad,
it's gonna
actually.
Be a big factor. I know. Oh, my God. But you don't want to let her off completely, and yet she does have little kids. They're going to grow up with a mommy in
prison.
That
she made after the crimes, Sarah.
Well, she knew if she went to jail, she'd be past her childbearing years by the time she got out. What's she supposed to do, have babies with the people guarding her?
Oh.
That happens.
Well,
that happens, you know.
Maybe you don't get to have babies since you went around frauding people out of millions and millions of
don't
dollars.
Don't fraud me, man.
Maybe that's not, you know, for the people who are out there. The problem I have
with
is
you.
This,
I know. It's
this white-collar crime, it never gets the sentence. I'm talking into the wind now. It'll never get the sentence it deserves. Never, no matter what. Add the kids, don't add the kids. She won't get what she deserves. Some guy ripping off some gum will get thrown in jail, and she'll be like, after taking millions.
Billions.
What? Right. Billions. And knowingly so, too, by the way. Like,
yeah, I didn't have anything, but I was telling you I did.
Well, I wanted to have something, and we were trying to have something. Okay. Anyway, we'll wait and see. We'll know at 10 o'clock, but, you know, we're going to be in the middle of the secret show at that point, so.
Bye!
Bye! If you're hoping to score some Black Friday deals next week, you might want to start your shopping a little earlier than planned. According to an editor at a deal site called Retail Me Not, they say this weekend they'll already be putting stuff on sale. And often if you wait for the biggest cuts, the stuff's gone before you can even get there.
Yeah, I think they're really desperate let's just move this stuff. Let's get this out of here.
So if you don't want your items to sell out, it might be better to buy before Black Friday. That includes electronics, especially smaller electronics like headphones and earbuds. Package deals on smart home products like speakers, thermostats, and doorbells. Mm. We all have those, and they're actually great gifts if you don't have one.
Right.
It's kind of neat to be able to check on your door. Who's at my door? Mm. What got put down in the front door?
Let
there?
Me look at my phone.
Anyway, so... These are some of the products that will have the deepest discounts this year, so good luck.
Yep. Happy shopping, everyone.
Yep.
Enjoy.
One for you, two for me is not how you deliver things, Amazon driver.
Oh. What happened?
A female Amazon delivery driver delivered packages to a home in New York City back on October 29th. While she was there, she stole several packages that had been previously delivered.
Oh.
She might have gotten away with it, too. Well, how
if
does
it
that
wasn't
go with
four,
this? You meddling kids.
Yeah. Was it meddling kids that saw her do it?
No. She was caught red-handed by the family's doorbell surveillance camera. She opened the... Isn't that what they say in Scooby-Doo, though? The guy goes, I would have got away with it, too, if not for you. Anyway, what am I doing?
You're 100% right. Yes, that is the end of every Scooby-Doo is
right.
How they would have gotten away with it.
She opened the stolen packages in her truck and saw they were dresses for a wedding. She drove down to the shop they were purchased from and returned them and was given a digital gift card. The homeowner says even though they didn't have the dresses, the wedding went off without a hitch. Amazon identified the driver and fired her. A rep says they're working with the police, who are still investigating. They also reached out to the homeowner and said they'd make it right. But she was caught by that. You can see those cameras in the doorbell.
Yeah, it's not like they're a secret that we have those.
And they're not hidden. They're a big little...
Yeah, well, it's a gadget.
It's at least the size of a stick of gum, if not bigger, or a pack of gum.
Yeah, yeah. It's right. It's like a Clif Bar. Size.
Yeah. Like, come on.
It's right there, you big dummy.
Anyway, dummy head. She got herself busted. Or something. Frontier Airlines is selling an all-you-can-fly pass for $5.99. That's not a bad deal.
Oh.
Frontier's announced this new Go Wild annual flight pass for $5.99, which will offer unlimited flights starting May 2nd of next year. If that seems too good to be true, there are some catches.
Okay.
You need to be willing to fly Frontier.
Right, that's the first big one. Sure, number one.
There are blackout dates, so you got to check those and make sure those aren't the days you plan to fly in the first place.
If you have a long-distance relationship, though, and Frontier can get you there, that might be a good,
In
their most weekends.
How are you going to get to Pound Town? Frontier Airlines.
We'll
all
get
you can
you there.
Fly. Yep.
I'm going to Pound Town the town right out of you.
This may be the biggest catch, they say. You can book the tickets for free, or actually 1 cent each. But that only covers the airfare. You still have to pay taxes, fees, and additional charges like for premium seats, baggage, and upgrades.
Oh.
It's still worth it. If you're just flying to Pound Town, you're just bringing an overnight bag, right?
Yeah, sure. You carry it right on with you.
Good idea, Sarah. I don't know who wants to be in a long-distance relationship, but good for you. Now you just got a deal.
It isn't you. I know that. That's for sure.
I want no part of that.
Right. That sucks.
Well, I'm trying to be with you.
Come on. Yeah.
How am I supposed to be with you if you're all the way over there?
Right. And also, when you get here, you never leave until you do. And then I'm like, oh, by Wednesday, I'm like, oh, come back. I don't mind the bag drop. And then by Sunday, I'm like, get out.
Well, how am I supposed to get anything done, honestly?
Right. I agree. Vinny, how is that going to happen?
You kids have certainly wound up all the loose ends in this case. Blasted meddling kids.
Yes, might have gotten away with it, too. If it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dog.
Oh, and their dog, too.
Yeah, blasted kids. I thought it was meddling, but all right.
Well, he said meddling.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in the family you wish you could ban from all the holiday get-togethers this year? If your answer is yes, there's a good chance it's one of these four people.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm not saying this.
Do it.
I have skipping this story.
No, don't skip. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
It's obviously your stupid brother, your drunk uncle, your racist aunt, and your mean grandma, right? Mm. Is that what we got?
Oh, my God. the top four people we'd ban are an aunt, an uncle, a nephew, and a cousin.
Oh, that was close. Grandma and grandpa get to come, I guess.
Nice.
Most people expect at least some drama this year, and just over half of us think we know who we'll be blaming for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, there have been some throwdowns in my family growing up. Oh, it was great.
There have?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I remember my cousin Stephanie, she freaked out one time. She, like, slammed her plate down and just stormed out. You guys are all a bunch of idiot holes. Because she wouldn't swear. She was that. She's always been that lady.
Oh, good for her.
Just a bunch of. I was like, idiot holes. That's a new one.
Is she still around?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, she's a professor at. She's, like, super smart and makes goat cheese and stuff.
Oh, is this the Washington State chick?
Yeah, yes, that's who it is.
All right.
Oh. Very Jesus-y.
Well, she's going to get, I could already tell she's getting right into heaven. Are you kidding?
Obviously, idiot
that
holes.
Behavior.
She didn't like what we were talking about. You can say no.
Here are the
Jesus
top five
say.
Things that can cause family drama over the holidays. Lingering or unresolved family issues. Personalities that clash,
yeah.
Belief or values that don't line up, politics, and alcohol.
Woo!
Round out your top five. Add booze
bunch
to
of
anything.
Jerks, pour some alcohol on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's fine.
All right, I'm going to go to the text now because I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Frontier isn't so bad for short flights. 1 to 2 hours max. 408 says, look if any remembering a line from Scooby-Doo correctly. LOL. Vin, fun fact about the stadium in Mexico City. It's almost 7,400 feet above sea level.
Oh, boy.
That is true. That's one of the things they say.
That's a factor.
It's a thing.
Denver does okay there.
I don't know why, but the soundbite of Maria Athens saying bye is funnier than the rest of her rant.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but make sure you use that when we say goodbye later. Just, you know.
All right.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
You got it.
Bye.
Prisons are full of people that have kids at home. Elizabeth, too bad, so sad for you.
Yeah, too bad, so sad. You shouldn't have been such a bad, bad girl. Can't believe you're such a bad person.
Men with children are sent to jail all the time. Yeah, that's
no
totally
one cares
different.
About men.
No, that's a completely
women,
different thing.
You know,
come
the mom
on.
Thing.
Yeah, poor
her
women.
Mom's a criminal.
No one seems to feel sympathy for her. I'll move on. There's a lot of them. That's, I mean, I feel the same way, so I'm with you on that. It's like, you know what? No. You completely ripped people off and knew what you were doing. No. Love the Michael Jackson music. Thanks.
Yeah, that was, I thought that was really, what a cool thing. It's called Thriller 40, and it's the regular Thriller record 40-year anniversary, and then there's a ton of, like, cool weird demos and just fun behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah, it's great. Oh, yeah.
707 says, Vinny here. Same name as Vinny. And same birthday as Sarah. Turning 40 tomorrow. Love you all. Happy birthday,
boy.
Vin.
Nice.
The big 4-0.
Have a great day, buddy.
40s are your best decade. Such a good decade.
You call that your best?
Yeah.
All right.
Of all my, yes, I loved my 40s. My kids were still pretty little. Just went through. It was just a lot. It was great. We traveled a lot. It was really good. I liked it.
707 says, make fun of Nickelback, but they put on a fantastic show. Super fun.
Oh, listen, I'm sure they do. I don't know why they're the butt of every joke. I don't really. I mean, I'm just joining the. I'm just hopping on the bandwagon. But they are the butt of every joke.
415 says, not a great actor. We also saw how good you were in America Still the Place in Olive. Oh, wait. Yeah, Pat cut me right out of my movie, and Hooman never released the darn thing. This is about the announcement that the girls said Vin's going to make on Monday, not knowing whether or not I had one to make. Someone wrote in and said, 415, I remember Yuzette saying she had a couple announcements ready in case Vin had nothing to announce.
That I know, it was such a bizarre thing. Like, somehow we knew something was, you were up to something.
Here's some of the stuff other people wrote. Dusty had given Vince a deadline to make a decision if they were going to have a baby. So the deadline was coming up and you guys were giving him a hard time about if he had made a decision. So he told you he might have news and would let you guys know. And that's what that grew out of. And it ended up, and you ended
that
up setting a hard deadline for Monday.
Our listeners are amazing. That's because actually that's what happened. That's right. I just would never have remembered it on my own. Thank you for jogging our memories.
And it wasn't so much an ultimatum, but she had brought up wanting to have kids. And I said, let's think about that for 1 year.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, let's really think and talk long and hard about that.
Yeah.
And about the changes that we will make in our lives and whether or not we should do this and whether or not you should do this with me.
Yeah. Whether or not I can handle it. You've never met drunk me.
She hasn't.
No. So she doesn't know.
707 says, remembering when Christina took Isla to the station and she got sick on the way. Yeah, she barked on herself.
Had to turn it right around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wrote in about checking your receipts. Apparently, this is a real thing. Check your receipts, people. I've been shining it on for
years.
It's just a detail that I feel like I can't be bothered with, and now
that's
I'm realizing
it's a long thing. What do I got to cross check everything? What do I work at the door at Costco? Come on,
I got to go to the store, shop for all the stuff, check all my prices, bring it all the way home, clean it, and put it away.
Come on.
The answer is yes. That's what you got to do.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.